have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on into our post-Iowa victory podcast episode. We got to do a couple quick things before we get started. Here's the first. Here we go.
Just cracking open a cold one.
All right, let's cheers. We got our little shot glasses here. There we go. Let's. Yes.
That was really good contact.
That's nice. That's very nice. Okay. Now that we've gotten the formalities out of the way, let's go. Let's talk about this post game. Where do you want to start?
I mean, we're back. Okay. All right. I mean, we're second in the Big Ten now. Big Ten title hopes back. We finally delivered, beating a good team. I mean, best win of the season. And our guys delivered. Trent Frazier, best game of his career.
Yeah.
24 probably. Points and just the biggest moment for him.
One shoulder shrug. In front of the Iowa bench.
Yeah, that three at the end of the first half was
unbelievable.
Insane.
And Lovey, DC,
thank you. This has been a proxy introduction, so you can join us today and talk about the big news out of the Houston, Texas. Lovey Smith hired as the DC.
He's coming home. Big Sandy, Texas.
As a Texans podcast.
Yes, thank you. When Jake Hansen gets drafted, we will be rooting on our good friends, Coach Lovey Smith, as the
this
field pass calls him.
This is a classic Illini board like thing to go straight into football.
Just kidding. All right.
Because we hate basketball.
All right. All kidding aside.
You know who I hate, though, is Luka Garza. And congrats on 19 points in two halves. Meanwhile, Io gets 19 in the first half.
I thought it was 21.
Luka, that's like under 10 a half.
My guy.
According to my math.
Don't get into foul trouble,
that's
my
true.
Dude.
Next
what are
time,
you doing? You,
first of all, the friendly fire on his own teammate, he took out our guy, he took out Trent, he took out their guy too, and he picked up a foul in the process. So
yeah, maybe understand where you're going there, dude. You're a big dude.
Yeah.
And take control of your body Those four fouls early, man. That's going to make you sit down. Brandon McCaffrey's not going to be happy.
No.
I thought they were going to spend 10 minutes just seeing if the hit on his teammate was a flagrant.
Can they do that?
Yeah, give your teammate a yellow card.
Is that a thing? So, what if your own player just punches the shit out of, your own team?
Kofi did it to the ref.
Technical one or two, but it could be a FranCon, three or four.
Yeah,
so.
Wait. What was the highest level of FranCon that we reached?
We calibrated a three.
Yeah,
that time he freaked out after us touching the ball, after the layup
when
and we're underneath the hoop. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry that gravity inconvenienced you during the first half, Fran McCaffrey, but we actually did get the warning, so I guess it worked.
Warning.
Okay. Anyways, as we were saying, amazing win. This has reinvigorated, I think, our souls in terms of Illinois. We needed this. We control our own destiny now in the Big Ten.
Michigan does, but
we play Michigan.
Yeah, but they have two less losses.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the whole, because they miss a few games and everything like that. True.
KenPom did say we were going to go 9-0 in the conference.
And KenPom did say Michigan's probably going to lose
KenPom
a few games.
KenPom also said that Iowa was his favorite team, so KenPom... sorry.
Yeah, text him after the game.
Well, speaking of KenPom, do we have any good tweets that we maybe want to reference after this game? Because that is our area of expertise.
Yes. So the first one was from a guy who talked about the five-second call.
Right.
Which, for the record, 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Unbiased.
Pulled out the timer and just watched Larry Serrato, who's a cop, by the way, and is he moonlights as a police officer.
This really helped his ref ranking,
yeah.
if I'm understanding it.
But either way... That was 4 seconds.
Right.
But
let's give credit to the guy who tweeted this because it's pretty much all time.
So his at is at Tampa Illini. Is this Lovey?
Good job.
If that was 5 seconds, my first time was 20 minutes. And then someone, Bob Zupke, our friend of the program, if that was 5 seconds, my first time was also 5 seconds.
I love the self-deprecation out of Tampa Illini fan and Bob Zupke.
It's very relatable. 5 seconds,
oh,
Bob. We're brothers in that regard.
And then the other one, friend of the program, at Ian Gold, Man, it's nights like tonight when I can't wait for Iowa fans to get computers and discover the internet.
That's true. Do they have dial-up in
Sioux
Falls?
No, but it is heaven. Iowa is heaven.
Oh, that's true.
As people say. Is it heaven?
Yeah, it's Iowa.
If you build it, they'll come.
That's okay. True.
I better start sinning if that's heaven. I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's really not worth it if we're just going to go into a cornfield.
That's true. Yeah, and they made a baseball field. Any other gut reactions? I mean, what a fun game. I mean, let's just talk about objectively, if you're not even a fan of these two teams, like, what a good game it was.
I think we had the, like, we're obviously very big on Twitter. I think we had the Twitter sphere watching the game tonight, which was pretty cool to see, and us to get to win. Like, the Duke game was kind of popular, but the Baylor-Illinois game.
It was a weak night.
Yeah, the Baylor-Illinois game as well was also a weak night, and I think getting, I don't know, meme culture onto our side was pretty good.
No, it's fun when you're...
$ILL to the moon, baby.
Moon!
To the moon.
Everyone hold Illini stock.
Well, hopefully
now.
We'll move up a little bit. We'll move up a little bit.
Yeah,
the standings,
I'm doubling
rankings.
Down on Illini stock.
The AP was shorting us.
Yeah.
But that being said, no, it's nice to have Friday night. Everyone's watching you. And in a game that it never fluctuated more, the biggest lead by either team was 7 points. That was just each team taking jabs at each other. And then... Yeah. Finally, us saying, you know what, we're done. We're getting some stops at the end of the game. And ultimately, the under hit, which was a real surprise. Yeah. Like, first, I don't know, 10 minutes, it's like 26 points for Iowa. Yeah. And are we really on pace to score 104? But you know what? We kind of locked it down. That three by Iowa in the corner, that was like,
that turned it. That turned it.
We're here, and we're not losing this game.
And the Trent three at halftime was
little shoulder
by
shrug.
Far so big. Like, it just makes sure you continue to have the lead at halftime. So
yeah, well, let's talk.
Oh, now you're finishing your shot. Okay, nice.
Yeah, sorry. Well, let's talk about two guys. Let's talk about Trent. I think John.
You were gonna talk about BBV's 3 minutes.
Okay, well, was it that much? I don't think it was that many minutes.
That layup, you know, he was high. Yeah, but still.
So two guys, let's talk about Trent, like the game of his career, quite frankly. Like, I know it wasn't a career high, but that's just what you look for in a senior, a guy who is just knocking down shots when you need them. He's playing good defense. I know he's struggled a little bit this year, but what more can you ask from a guy like Trent today? You got to tip your cap.
38 minutes. Damn.
It was amazing. Cause he had good performances freshman year, sophomore year, but those were on losing teams and not in the big moments when people are relying on you to score. Yeah, but like it doesn't make or break your tournament team or like your seeding, winning a Big Ten title. But now here Trent is locking down Jordan Bohannon. What did he have, like under 10 points? And just forcing them tough shot after tough shot. And then on the other end, he finally makes his open threes. We always rag on him for he makes the contested threes but not the open ones. And he was just automatic tonight.
Absolutely. And then our other, star of the game, if you want to call it, is Slim Jake. It's Jacob Grandison. Amazing.
Really, yeah, he's really slim.
He is really slim. But, I mean, he starts, he comes in, and he shoots the three well. He doesn't jump. Have you guys noticed that? He literally doesn't jump on his shots.
I think
he learned from Georgie. Sorry, Johnny.
He literally doesn't jump. I don't know. But again, a guy like Jacob Grandison, invaluable minutes coming in and you know.
Yeah, he ordered that double-double animal style from In-N-Out. 11 points, 10 boards. And I love it. That being said, how can you talk about stars of the game without mentioning Iota Sunmu? 25 points, outscoring who everyone calls the best player in the nation by 6 points, scoring 19 in the first half.
Ken Pomeroy goes, and probably a very good point, he goes, the only way Luka Garza can lose his player of the year nomination or number one ranking is if, God forbid, an injury. I don't know.
I just saw him got outplayed on national TV on Fox Sports 1.
I just saw him get played.
America, they were supposed to be drunk at bars, and instead they had to stay home and watch
us. Get drunk in our apartment.
Yeah, get drunk in our apartment.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, look, Luka Garza, he's an amazing player. You're probably still going to win the player of the year. But, I mean, we outplayed him tonight. They outplayed him tonight. It's simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, 18 shots, 19 points. Like, that's not very efficient, my dude. Four fouls. No. And when you need
only three attempts?
Oh, man. Are we going to act like we haven't been waiting on this moment to rag on Luka Garza?
I love the post-game presser after they lose to us last year, and he has his diamond earrings in. I don't know why. Man. It just, like, stuck in my mind.
Yeah, he looks so out of place. And here's the thing, too. I feel like we didn't even play that well. Gave up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yes, rebounding continues
to be an
issue.
Joe Wieskamp probably has the best three-point shooting game of the season, maybe, yeah, of his career.
As well, and, you know, McCaffrey. How about McCaffrey? Yeah,
how
McCaffrey.
Annoying is it? How is annoying it hearing the McCaffrey name just like
multiple times? Many, just two, like, McCaffreys on the floor, one on the bench.
Consistently hearing the McCaffrey name. Like, I just rather it just be the coach and not the actual player.
Here's the good news. They can all come back next year.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it was just Francon level 3. Fortunately,
yeah. Well, I mean, what was the highest level of FranCon that we got today? There was that one moment in which Jacob Grandison touched the basketball.
I'm so sorry, Coach McCaffrey. He touched the ball. It's gravity.
Second half, it didn't happen. Fortunately, I'm surprised he wasn't more upset about his team collapsing in the final few minutes scoring. But I mean, just hats off to our defense. Finally, getting a few stops at the end there. Holding an Iowa team to 75 points.
And the scariest part of the game was when Garz is on the bench from like the 17 and a half minute mark in the second half to maybe, I think, the 12.
Yeah,
under,
good
under
chunk.
Timeout.
Yeah.
And
we didn't take advantage.
No,
and
we didn't take advantage.
That's obviously not good for us, but we're able to still stay good when he's on the court.
Yeah, you're sitting there on the couch feeling like, You're feeling so out of control because you're like, we see this guy on the bench. We need to score right now. You need to like build up a lead so when he comes back. But for whatever reason, we don't take advantage. Right. But when he comes back into the game, we kind of hold him in check and just hit the shots that we need to hit.
Some might say he's the least valuable player. Would love to know his plus minus for the day.
I mean, did you guys have that? Yeah, okay. Did you guys have that sinking feeling where it's like when you know he's coming back in, it's like, all right, he's going to get the ball four times in a row in the post. He's going to get like 9 points the next minute here, and they're going to go up six. But it didn't happen somehow. I don't know. I don't understand X's and O's. If someone can explain to me, someone can break it down how they were able to keep Garza in check specifically in the second half and hold him to only 19 points. I don't know. I don't understand because he was going off in the first half, but impressive.
Yeah, no, I had the sinking feeling of we go into the under eight, I think, up one with two Trent free throws. So we're basically up three, and then we go into the under four down 2 points. And it's like, geez, what did we do there? We're going to have to execute well. And then we fucking did it. So we appreciate that. Locking down when we need to.
For some reason, I just go back to the 2019 Big Ten tournament game we played against them, our last game of the season. We were all there, and it just felt like they were playing chess and we were playing checkers.
We were playing whatever is a step. We were playing shoots and ladders.
Yeah, it was like awesome.
Twister.
It was just like awesome to see us, like, even when we went down, I still felt like we were going to stick with them. Granted, we were at home, and we, I guess, like,
the cardboard cutouts were making a lot of noise.
Yeah, the cardboard cutouts were loud.
Or whoever,
like,
the four parents were in the stands, whoever you are, bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough because that would have been peak Orange Crush, and that's just a game where you're really building the culture amongst students of saying, like, we're camping out for this game and being like, this is, we're not walking out of here with a win.
Was this our best free throw performance of the year? It felt like we
collective
only missed.
Collective, knock on wood. 3, 2, 1.
82%.
Oh,
yeah,
that's loud. Yeah, wow. I mean, I think Kofi missed one or two.
Two.
Yeah, two. But that, I mean, that's the difference right there in a game. That's, you know, one or two possessions. That is the difference. Trent hit a couple down the stretch. Kofi, did Brad tell Kofi to miss that one at the end there and get the rebound? Was that a X's and O's drawn up play?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he Iowa preferred the one and one versus the two shot.
How many free throws do you think Iowa shot? And remember, we were in the bonus pretty early in the second
half. I think
half.
It was six,
yeah.
Right?
Six.
Yeah,
six. That's wild.
That's what happens when you're such a perimeter-oriented team. Yeah. All you do is you're white guys who shoot threes. Like, congrats.
Oh, they're a perimeter-oriented team, but Luka only had 3 3-point attempts.
All right, I do want to give a credit to my friend George Sargent. So my friend Alex tweets, don't double Garza when Kofi is in. Push it. Transition O is our strength and their weakness. Stay in front of them. And then George, my friend, says, just make our free throws, and that will be the difference today. And guess what?
It was the difference.
That was the difference today. Absolutely. All those that Alex, my friend Alex, says helped.
No, no. And I mean, he's right, too. Don't double Garza. We didn't really when Kofi was in the game. He makes a couple tough shots, but when you're not doubling him, you're preventing open threes right. for guys like Bohannon. Fortunately, CJ Frederick wasn't playing. We all wanted him to play because we wanted to see that little bitch boy be upset when we won the game.
Okay. Well, he's a good player, but we are not going to play the game where it's like Iowa fans are like, if Frederick plays, we win this game by 7. Look, you got the guys who you got. You know, it's D1 basketball.
Hutcherson didn't play.
Okay. It's D1 ball. There's injuries. We won the game. You know, it is what it is. You know, play better next time if you're going to complain about that. But that's my high horse on that.
And watch the YouTube video of Austin Hutcherson at his chiropractor. Right. Okay, that's painful to watch. Right. But best athlete on our team, according to John Rostin.
Did John Rostin say that?
Yeah, he did. He said a lot of comparisons to Duncan Robinson.
I don't understand.
Brad Underwood says
sometimes
that he's the best athlete on the team. And that was while Io was on the roster.
For a guy who knows a lot about college basketball, that is an interesting take. But I like John
Rostin.
Win
for Illinois. Here comes the pain.
Yes. I'm happy John Rostin finally gave us a little moniker after our wins.
And we made sure to make sure that he said pain spelled correctly as P-A-I-G-N.
Yeah.
I literally, if you're a sports fan, like, what else could you possibly be doing tonight? Like, what else could you be watching?
Well, Colorado State and Boise State are on right now.
I think the Hawks played earlier. That was a tough loss.
NBA.
Bucks Sixers played tonight.
There was the Suns, I think it was, scored 125 points, and they lost by 22. Like, where's the defense? Who's enjoying this?
This is the way, anti-NBA stan hour here now. This is how you know we're getting to the end.
It was nice. It seemed to be kind of full circle in the last, I don't know, 5-6 months of this was that Friday night where everyone's watching us during the Wisconsin football game where we just came so disappointed and fell so short. And now here we are, same thing. You're hyped up for a Friday night. You're waiting for this game, and then we deliver.
I was born in Provincetown, Illinois. I woke up at 4 a.m. dealing with the livestock.
Hey, I mean, ultimately, we ended up with Coach B, so it all worked out. But absolutely, it kind of had that same feel like we were off for so long, similar to the offseason, and now we're finally back. And, like, when does Illinois deliver? It just feels so good.
Well, no, that's actually a good question, Johnny. When was the last time that Illinois delivered like this? I mean, maybe the Duke game this year. But aside from that, when was the last time Illinois straight up, it's like you have a game that's, you know, this level of hype. I think of like the Maryland game last year where we were up big in the first half and we blow that. You know, we're all hyped up. This is the chance for us to kind of make our statement nationally. It's like a Friday night game. When was the last time Illinois had a statement game like this?
Well, the Iowa game last year was built up and people were camping out for that game, that daytime game. But also the Michigan State game, I know people were going into it being somehow we're going to win this game. I don't know. That's how I felt.
Oh, you're talking about 2019.
But yeah, there was nothing like this. I guess for football, if you're looking at it, like the Michigan State game, you're like,
It's not about being anti-Levy. It's just about like hype when your
Tampa
team 2? Is kind of
do you think he's going to run like a normal Tampa 2? Or how do you guys think?
Derrick Henry is going to destroy them.
Okay.
Anyways.
No, going back to it. So I feel like last season we had two games where like we're about to blow the top off of this thing when we're a top 15 team at home. And that was Maryland and Michigan State. Maryland, we're up big and then lose the game. Michigan State, we claw all the way back, almost win, and then that's when Iowa almost gets hurt.
Well,
so
he
just
did get hurt. He missed the Rutgers game. Talk about a gut punch of all gut punches where you have a chance to win right at the end there, and you lose, and then you lose your best player for the next game.
But, and those were the two moments where, like, if we win this game, Illinois basketball is back.
Absolutely.
And now, are we back?
Well, let me just ask a question. I was number 7. Theoretically, let's say there's fans in the arena tonight. Do we storm the court?
No.
It was hypothetical.
Act like you've been there.
It was hypothetical.
We're better than that.
Everyone
so
say
you,
no
why
with
you
us.
So where do we? Where do
that's,
you?
That's a winner's mentality. Is you don't storm the court on anyone because you're the best team in the Big Ten.
Right.
And now, let's fucking win a Big Ten title.
Yeah. You still, I do believe that you can control your own destiny. You got games against Wisconsin. You got games against Michigan.
If I know anything about Brad Underwood, he knows how to finish a season correctly and win out, you know? Oklahoma State grad.
I don't remember that.
Oh, he like went on a 12 game.
Well, they lost to Michigan. Yeah. So that's
one of the most amazing games ever. Yeah, it was like 60-58, I think, and they missed the three at the end there.
Juwan, yeah.
I think a lot of people tonight, sorry, I'm going to get kind of analytical right now. A lot of people tonight were saying this is like Underwood's like statement game that he has to win. Like we just discussed how it was probably the biggest game in recent history. Like this
biggest
was
win.
Biggest win in recent history. But like I wouldn't, we, on our take podcast, we were talking about Underwood hot seat, but like, this was a big game for Underwood.
Yeah, he showed he can make adjustments, he can coach, and it just gives me some confidence going into an NCAA tournament where it's like, we know this team can beat anyone. When you're playing the number one or number two offense in the nation, and you
that's
can
bold,
beat them,
Johnny.
No,
that's
I'm just
bold.
Saying
we
statistically. Just beat the number one, yeah, statistically, Iowa is the number one or number two offense, and we just beat them. Yes, it was on our home court, but at the
Sam
same
is
time,
so ready to give
it
a take
shows.
Right now.
It shows the upside that this team has. And it's like, if you're locked in for 40 minutes, you can beat anyone.
Yeah, but like, there's a difference between Iowa, clearly between Iowa and a team like Baylor or Gonzaga. I know maybe they're not.
That's
right.
Two teams.
I'm just saying.
And you won't see them until the Final Four,
statistically,
hopefully.
Statistically speaking, Iowa's offense, according to Ken Pom, number two in the nation right now.
Oh, I like him. He's good.
So if you want to talk about high-powered offenses, we just contain one enough to beat them. So I have confidence knowing that when we're in the Sweet 16,
Indianapolis will not be neutral. It will be an Illinois crowd.
Correct. We'll see. We already booked our Airbnb.
Four parents from tonight are traveling to.
No comment on our Airbnb booking. Everyone, if you're an Illini fan, book now that
travel.
Weekend.
Don't travel. It's a pandemic, remember.
Get your vaccine.
Book your hotels. Book your hotel rooms.
No, but book it now. I mean, you can always cancel. If
that's true. You can cancel later. Yes, absolutely. Get your book your hotel room now, please. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
But the point is that we can play with anyone. We can beat anyone. What we need to be doing is being locked in and staying out of foul trouble, playing smart, and you can play with anyone.
And you saw what a team that, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Sam, but I just want to say, a team that doesn't sleep early. You know, we've seen these slow starts, these naps at the start. What happens when you don't fall asleep early, when you stick with the team early and you can outman them at the end?
Speaking of naps, RIP to the media members who had to stay up past 9 p.m. tonight.
I know. It's almost 11 o'clock here, and we're still talking.
Yeah, we're media.
Are we
good
media?
Point. Yeah.
Are we media?
Yeah.
Are we
this is media. We're doing this.
Wait, if we have a microphone, I think you're considered media.
No, yeah. But here's the thing. We didn't tweet before the game saying, I need another round of coffee.
Oh, yeah. True.
This game's at 8 p.m.
I had two coffees today. Didn't even tweet about it.
Everyday
wow.
guys.
Thank
we're
you.
Just everyday guys.
Wow. Wow. I didn't even have any coffee today. Can someone give me a round of applause? Unbelievable.
Do you like coffee?
I like the taste. Okay, whatever. Anyways, any final concluding wrap-up thoughts? Again, we're just extremely excited. So if you've made it this far in the episode, tweet us. We'll get you like a Sbarro's gift card or something. Go ahead, Josh. I can tell you have something to say.
I was just going to say, we love no other.
So let our motto
no,
be.
It was my... What? No. It's so let... Oh.
Victory.
Illinois.
Varsity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for sticking with us in this episode. We hope you're as excited and
they
slightly inebriated as we are.
They just showed the IO dunk. That was
they
so
just showed
sexy.
The IO dunk. We'll catch you on the next one, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.